USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Democratic campaign that has cost more than $1 billion forced conversations about race, gender, and identity and prompted fierce debate over health care and taxes finishes today. By the end of the day, tens of thousands of Democrats will have participated in those famed Iowa caucuses, the premiere of more than 50 contests that will unfold over the next 5 months. It'll be the first verdict on who among dozens of candidates is best positioned to take on President Donald Trump in the 2020 election. A gunman killed a 51-year-old woman from Colombia and wounded five others on a packed Greyhound bus traveling from Los Angeles to San Francisco. The bus driver somehow managed to get the gunman off the bus. The suspect was taken into custody and the motive is not immediately known. Two of the victims were hospitalized with serious injuries. 42 passengers and the driver were aboard at the time of the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gasoline prices continue to fall throughout the United States, USA Radio's John Clements reports.
Hawaii has the highest statewide average at $3.62 a gallon, while Texas has the lowest at $2.09 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the reasons for the decline in the national average down to $2.46 a gallon.
Oil prices have continued to plummet in the last week, with a barrel of WTI fetching $51.34 per barrel, amongst the lowest levels since last October, on continued fears of the coronavirus in China.
I'm John Clemens.
Two people were killed and another injured in a shooting at a residence hall at Texas A&M University. Students and staff members on campus were asked to shelter in place as a precautionary measure as university police investigate the shooting at Pride Rock Residence Hall. Campus police say they found three victims who suffered gunshot wounds, two of which were confirmed dead. The third victim's condition is unclear. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The former chief of WorldCom, convicted in one of the largest accounting scandals in U.S. history, died just over a month after his early release from prison. Bernard Ebbers was 78. The Canadian-born former telecommunications executive died in Mississippi surrounded by his family. WorldCom Inc. collapsed and went into bankruptcy in 2002 following revelations of an $11 billion accounting fraud that included pressure by top executives on subordinates to inflate the numbers to make the company seem more profitable. Ebbers was convicted in New York in 2005 on securities fraud and received a 25-year sentence. California appears poised to make it easier for transgender and non-binary graduates of public colleges and universities to change the name on their diploma. Assemblyman David Chu, a Democrat from San Francisco, introduced legislation last week that would require public colleges to update the names of former students to reflect their gender identity. He said the bill is intended to combat the barriers that trans and non-binary people face at school and in the workplace. He said LGBT rights are all of our civil rights. It's important for all policymakers, whether or not we're from that community, to do everything we can to protect the equal rights of all. While schools are legally required to use the chosen name of the student currently enrolled under California law, that policy does not extend to alumni who are socially or medically transitioned after graduation. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.